الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, Links of Spiritual Light. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, as you know, we are discussing the shuyu from the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila. We started from the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam because all the silsilas, they are going back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani the source of barakat and the source of illumination, the source of light, is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in this silsila, we discussed about the importance of doing bay'ah. We also discussed about the importance of asking wasila in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya-i Kiram, the Sahaba-i Kiram, and all the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal is proven from the Quran, from the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we also discussed about the importance of choosing a Shaykh-i Kamil for ourselves, a true Kamil Peer, that will not only, inshallah Azza wa Jal, make you successful in this world, but a Peer-i Kamil will, inshallah Azza wa Jal, help you in the grave and in the hereafter, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, and we also discussed that how we should choose a Shaykh-i Kamil. Do we just look at someone because, you know, so-and-so made dua for him and he paid his debts off? Or do we choose a Peer Sahib because so-and-so's business was struggling, Peer Sahib made dua and his business started flourishing? You know, that is not the reason why you choose a Shaykh-i Kamil. The real reason to choose a Peer-i Kamil is that you follow him, you follow whatever he says, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will guide you on Sirat-i-Mustaqim. He will guide you on Salat-u-Sunnat, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will save your iman, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will make you steadfast on iman, on Islam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, make you successful in both the worlds. You remember we mentioned the four conditions of a Peer-i Kamil, that when you go out in search of a Peer-i Kamil, these are the four conditions that Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we also learnt about the barakat and the blessing of reciting the Shajra Sharif. And today is going to be our last silsila, our last episode, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be discussing the 41st Shaykh of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it's none other than our Murshid-e-Kamil, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, Amir-e-Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat-e-Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, who doesn't know Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's go through the brief biography of Amir Ahl Sunnat and see who this personality is. Amir Ahl Sunnat was born on the 26th of Ramadan, 1369-1950, in Karachi, in Pakistan. His forefathers lived in the village of Kutiana in India. His grandfather, Abdul Rahim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was renowned for his virtues and exemplary character. His parents migrated to Pakistan after the independence from the British rule. They initially lived in Hyderabad in Babul Islam, Sindh, Pakistan, but later moved to Babul Madina, Karachi. Amir Ahl Sunnat's father, Haji Abdul Rahman Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was steadfast on the Islamic guidelines and was a very righteous individual. He would often walk with a lowered gaze and knew many ahadith by heart. He never had a rapturous desire to gather the fleeting materialistic things of this world. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a disciple murid in the esteemed Qadriya Sufi order. And Amir al-Sunnah's father, as we've heard, mashallah, was a very pious and a very humble, a sada tabiyat person. When Amir al-Sunnah went to Colombo in 1979, he learned that the people there held his father in high regard because his father had served the grand Hanafi Maimon Masjid in various capacities in Colombo. Amir al-Sunnah's maternal aunt's husband, during a conversation, reported that, "I saw with my own eyes that whenever your father recited Qasida-i Ghosiya, the bedstead, yani his bed that he would be seated, would rise and levitate, yani remain suspended in the air." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Amir al-Sunnah was still an infant when his father went for the Hajj pilgrimage in 1370 Hijri. The temperature soared in Mina and many people died due to this heat wave. Amir al-Sunnah's father was amongst those affected by the extreme heat in Mina. He passed away soon afterwards on Zulhijjah the 14th, 1370. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. By the grace of Allah, Haji Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala was fortunate enough to have died during the Hajj pilgrimage. Now, the barakat and the reward for someone to die during the Hajj time, he says in one of the blessed hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is reported in Al-Mu'jamul Awsat, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever goes on Hajj pilgrimage and dies, sawab of performing Hajj will be recorded for him till the day of judgment. Whoever goes on the pilgrimage of Umrah and dies, reward of performing Umrah will be recorded for him till the day of judgment." Subhanallah, according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Amir al-Sunnah's father, who passed away at the time of Hajj, will be rewarded for Hajj every year until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. In another narration, it is reported that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever embarks for Hajj or Umrah and dies, he will not be called for accountability, nor will he have to face assessment, and he will be told, 'Go enter paradise.'" Subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnah's elder sister reported that, "After the death of our father, I saw a dream in which my father was accompanied by an old saintly person with an extreme enlightening face. My father took my hand and asked, 'My dear daughter, do you know this exalted person? He is the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.' Then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said very affectionately, 'You are very fortunate.'" Amir al-Sunnah, whilst talking about his childhood, "When I was still a child, as I walked towards the balcony, a thought crossed my mind, all the children call someone father, and their fathers pick them up and hug them. And sometimes they buy them candies and sweets, and sometimes they even buy them toys. I wish that my father was here, so I could also embrace him and get the love from him." He says that, "I was disheartened and grief-stricken, and I began to cry. My heart was crying. My eldest sister rushed to hold me, her orphan brother, in her arms and began to console me." Hadi Islam brothers, you know, just imagine a young child, father's passed away. And this is the story of Amir al-Sunnah. Amir al-Sunnah wasn't born into a rich family. He was born into a poor family. But yet he was born into a family. No one knew that this young child who has been born into this family is going to be leading millions of Muslims to live a life acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, "After the death of his father, his only brother Abdul Ghani also passed away in a train accident. The Honorable Amir al-Sunnah once during a conversation said, 'My elder brother passed away on the 15th of Muharram al-Haram in a train accident. Afterwards, on the first Monday of the month of Ramadan in the same year, my eldest sister asked me some unusual questions. One of them was, did you visit the graveyard yesterday? Startled, I replied, yes. The reason for the surprise was that she only knew that I used to visit the graveyard on Sunday evenings. I thought perhaps she must have thought that I had not gone to the graveyard since I was home on a Sunday after Maghrib. My sister said, no matter how hard you try to conceal the truth, our late brother has informed me in my dream as to how many times you go to visit the graveyard and that you engage in the recitation of Naat's poem praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She further said that our late brother, explaining in the dream the circumstances of grave, had also told her, when I was laid in the grave, a small animal rushed towards me. I flicked it away with my leg. Then a terrifying torment moved towards me and it was about to engulf me when suddenly the Isale Sawab donated by my brother Ilyas had earlier passed on to me, came to my rescue and obstructed the progress of the punishment. The punishment approached me from another direction, but so did the Isale Sawab, and it blocked the punishment again. Then the punishment tried to engulf me from all directions, but the Isale Sawab guided me from all of its attacks. Finally, the torment retreated as it could not find its way. I am thankful to Allah Ta'ala that my brother Ilyas benefited me even after my passing away. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, we've seen that Amir Ahl Sunnah, even from a young child, Amir Ahl Sunnah was, mashallah Azza wa Jal, very pious. He loved reciting Naats and he loved to offer Salah. And Amir Ahl Sunnah's mother, she was also a very pious woman. She bore many challenges in life, and despite these hardships, she raised her children with good morals and well-grounded religious values. Amir Ahl Sunnah's life and personality are a testament to this very fact. Shortly after the death of his brother, his mother also passed away. On the 17th of Safar, 1398 Hijri, people often lose their patience in such strenuous and difficult times, and they indulge in whining and complaining. But despite such trials, Amir Ahl Sunnah remained patient upon losing his loved ones. He wrote a poem as a plea to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Clouds of sorrow hovering, heart engulfed in worry. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the source of comfort and peace. Ya Rasulullah, father left, I was only an infant. Brother departed in my youth, didn't even sow the happiness. Mother died, Ya Rasulullah, order the winds of Medina to blow on me a waiting heart. Turn the sorrow setting sun into a gleeful dawn of spring, Ya Rasulullah. Raging storms have wrecked my ship to pieces. Rescue, I am drowning in the high seas, O my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. You know, Amir Ahl Sunnah, he was very young at that time. Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says that I can vaguely remember how my father looked like. But as his father passed away on a young age, his brother passed away. Then suddenly his mother passed away as well. And Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says that it is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I remain steadfast on Iman. Because at this time, you know, we see people, when someone passes away in the families, a person, they sometimes lose themselves. And people, ma'azallah, start complaining in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Amir Ahl Sunnah, subhanallah, he always steadfast. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, grew up to be a very pious and a very punctual person. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl Sunnah, throughout his lifetime, he wrote many, many books, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And Amir Ahl Sunnah, one of the famous books that Amir Ahl Sunnah has written in his life is the Faizan-e-Sunnat. And as you know that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Faizan-e-Sunnat is one of the famous books of Amir Ahl Sunnat, which is being printed throughout the whole year. And the Dars of Faizan-e-Sunnat takes place in thousands of masajids throughout the whole world. Amir Ahle Sunnat had been fearful of Allah since his early childhood. Once, when Amir Ahle Sunnat was still a child, his elder sister was displeased with him on some matter and told him that Allah Ta'ala would punish him for it. Despite being in his early childhood, he was filled with the fear of Allah Ta'ala and became restless. As a result, he kept insisting that his sister take her words back and to also say that Allah Ta'ala will not punish you. It was then when his sister realized the fear of Amir Ahle Sunnat that she took her words back and she hugged Amir Ahle Sunnat. Amir Ahle Sunnat's love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah azza wa jal. Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says that the first invitation of my wedding was to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How this came to pass is that he handed an invitational letter to an Islamic brother who was going to the holy city of Medina, who read it out before the golden jaliyah at the sacred court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says, later he commented that at the time of my nikah, I was longing and thinking as to when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will grace us with his presence, whereas people at large have been observed in infringing upon the and violating the sacred Islamic laws during marriages. And you know, we see that every day. People today, when they have weddings, people will do everything, ma'azallah. Today, you know, people say that they can't have weddings if they don't have music. We can't have weddings if we don't have this. And such people, you know, are alive today, who ma'azallah, in the weddings, they drink alcohol and they dance and ma'azallah, do many, many sins. And after having been waited since a long time, at last, Amir Ahle Sunnat was awarded with the permission for the sacred visit to the beautiful city of Medina Sharif in 1400 Hijri. Amir Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, went for his first Hajj and the blessed city of Medina Sharif. How Amir Ahle Sunnat, you know, how he reacted when he landed at Jeddah Airport. He says that Amir Ahle Sunnat, he was crying in the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He took off his shoes and he never wore shoes from Jeddah. When he got off the aeroplane, Amir Ahle Sunnat did not wear shoes until he returned back. And as the destination grew closer to the holy city of Medina, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he would cry in the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Amir Ahle Sunnat, subhanallah, he never, when he was in Makkah Sharif, he says that until Amir Ahle Sunnat stayed in Makkah, he made a very, very hard effort not to place his back in the direction of the Holy Kaaba and remained without footwear out of reverence of the holy city. The manner in which he made tawaf of the Kaaba professed extreme devotion, his body constricted, face bowed down and tears rolling down. Even the people who were watching him, they brought tears to their eyes, touched by watching Amir Ahle Sunnat's humility and love. And my dear Islamic brothers, even in the city of Medina and Makkatul Mukarrama, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he had a very severe flu. But whilst within the bounds of the illuminated city of Medina, Amir Ahle Sunnat never voluntarily blew his nose on his own, despite the runny nose on the sacred land of Medina. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, that is what you call devotion, that is what you call love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, the people who traveled with Amir Ahle Sunnat, they say that we've never seen anyone like this before. The way Amir Ahle Sunnat would do the tawaf of the Kaaba, the way Amir Ahle Sunnat, he would go and kiss Hajar-e Aswad, the way Amir Ahle Sunnat, when he went from Makkah to Medina, they say that that love that Amir Ahle Sunnat, on the way, he would be crying, and Amir Ahle Sunnat, he was lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because someone who loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make sure that he acts upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Amir Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, he was, as he grew up, and Amir al-Sunnah started this beautiful journey of Dawat-e-Islami. He says that Amir al-Sunnah was only about 30 years old when he started Dawat-e-Islami's Madani work. And you know, for someone to be 30 years old, you know, we see a lot of people, you know, who've got so many plans in life. You know, I'm going to get this degree, I'm going to get that degree, I'm going to be, you know, have a good life, I'm going to chill out, I'm going to be going on holidays, you know, I'm going to be living in a big house. Amir al-Sunnah, you know, we're talking about someone who is still amongst us. Yet never did Amir al-Sunnah have any of these plans that he's going to have a good life in this world. He's going to have, you know, a lot of money. He's going to earn a lot of money. He's going to be spending his money buying beautiful clothes. No, Amir al-Sunnah's simplicity was so unique. Says that Amir al-Sunnah, he wore a very simple white cloth. Yani his clothing were very simple without ironing them. And ties a small Imama Sharif with a simple green cloth. Explaining his choices, he said, I do not prefer to wear extravagant clothing, even though Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with enough wealth that I can afford them. People also give me expensive and fancy clothes as gifts, but I pass them to others. For one, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed simplicity in my temperament. Secondly, thousands of people follow me. And if I start wearing expensive and elaborate clothes, then these people might also try to adopt these expensive attires. The well-to-do folks from amongst my followers may be able to afford them, but those murids who are poor, who cannot afford them, they will not be able to afford these clothing. So because of the love for his murid, Amir al-Sunnah doesn't wear expensive clothes. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, Amir al-Sunnah, you know, his joy, we've seen him on Madani channel, the way Amir al-Sunnah, you know, he is so excited when the moon of Ramadan is seen. And throughout the whole month of Ramadan, you see a smile on Amir al-Sunnah's face. He is enjoying the month of Ramadan. And you know, even to an extent that Amir al-Sunnah, he's in his late 60s. Yet Amir al-Sunnah will do the Madani Muzakara, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. Throughout the day, Amir al-Sunnah will be busy in writing. And Amir al-Sunnah, from a very tender age, he had that love, because Amir al-Sunnah, he says that when I pass away from this world, I want to leave something behind. Just like Alhamdulillah, we are gaining benefits from the writings and from the Madani work of Allah Hazrat Imam al-Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amir al-Sunnah, he says that I wish to leave something behind for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, in Ramadan 1403 Hijri, Amir al-Sunnah was once doing i'tikaf in the masjid with several Islamic brothers. On the 29th day of Ramadan, after breaking his fast and praying Maghrib Salah, he was sitting with his head bowed down when one brother approached him and said, Mubarak, the moon of Eid al-Fitr has been sighted. As soon as he heard this, he turned pale and tears started to stream down his cheeks. While weeping, he commented, Ah, the blessed month of mercy, the month of blessing has departed from us, but we did not take any good of it. Still crying, he recited the verse of his farewell poem in his mourning and passionate voice. Hundreds of people who had gathered there to meet him also started crying with him. My dear Islam brothers, Amir al-Sunnah is an Ashik-e-Rasool. Amir al-Sunnah is a Fanafir Rasul. He is Fanafir Shaykh, Fanafir Rasul, Fanafir Allah. Subhanallah. We are very, very lucky that we have someone who is living amongst us today. You know, just look at the works of Dawat-e-Islami. You know, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah has millions of murids throughout the whole world. Yeah, look at his simplicity. There is no extravagance in the way he walks, in the way he talks. You know, there is nothing like that in Amir al-Sunnah. There is no show off. He's so humble. And even, you know, he's so kind to his murids that one day one murid, he came to Amir al-Sunnah and he was slightly overweight. So Amir al-Sunnah, he told him that, you know, maybe you should be looking at your weight. And when he said that, his murid, he walked off. When he met Amir al-Sunnah, he walked off. He never felt anything or anything bad. But Amir Ahl Sunnah later on realized that maybe what I said to him about his weight, maybe I've hurt his feeling. So he goes and asks someone to please go and find that person. And he turned out to be a student of Jamiatul Madina. Amir Ahl Sunnah, he called him and he literally begged him to forgive him for what he has said to him. Pyar Islam Bhaiyo, you don't see this nowadays. You know, you very rarely see these kind of scenes. Amir Ahl Sunnah asking forgiveness from his own murid, and his murid, he's constantly saying that, Ya Murshid, you have not heard my feeling. I did not feel anything. Please do not do this. But Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says that until you say, I have forgiven you, I am not going to go away from here. And the murid had to say that, Papa, I forgive you. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is Amir Ahl Sunnat. This is his legacy. His life is Dawat-e-Islami. He's worked very hard in bringing Dawat-e-Islami to where it is today. In over more than 200 countries, Dawat-e-Islami has spread. More than 105 different departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Please, my dear Islam brothers, help Dawat-e-Islami. We need you. Madani channel needs you. Dawat-e-Islami needs you. Wherever you can help, please help Amir Ahl Sunnat and his cause of Dawat-e-Islami. Amir Ahl Sunnat, he says, I have given my sweat and my blood for Dawat-e-Islami. Why can't we give our time to Dawat-e-Islami, attend the weekly ijtimas, travel on the Madani qafilas? Inshallah, we will be successful not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. Let's just go through, my dear Islam brothers, because this is the last silsila. Let's go and read the whole Shajra Sharif and gain blessings from all of the pious buzurg, and inshallah, gain blessings from them. If you know the Shajra Sharif, you can join me at home as well. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله يا إلهي رحم فرما مصطفى کے واسطے يا رسول اللہ کرم کیجئے خدا کے واسطے مشکلیں حل کر شہ مشکل کشا کے واسطے کربلا رد شہید کربلا کے واسطے سید سجاد کے صدقے میں ساجد رکھ مجھے علم حق دے باقر علم خدا کے واسطے صدق صادق کا تصدق صادق الاسلام کر بے غضب راضی ہو کاظم اور رضا کے واسطے بہر معروف و سری معروف دے بے خود سری جند حق میں گن جنے دے با صفا کے واسطے بہر شبلی دنیا کے کتوں سے بچا ایک کارک عبد واحد بیریا کے واسطے بل فرح کا صدقہ کر غم کو فرح دے حسن و سعد بل حسن اور بو سعید سعد زا کے واسطے قادری کر قادری رکھ قادریوں میں اٹھا قدر عبد القادر قدرت نما کے واسطے احسن اللہ لہم رزقن سے دے رزق حسن بندہ رزاق تاج الاسفیا کے واسطے نصر بھی صالح کا صدقہ صالح و منصور رکھ دے حیات دی محیی جافزا کے واسطے تور عرفان و علو و حمد و حسنا و بہا دے علی موسیٰ حسن احمد بہا کے واسطے بہر ابراہیم مجھ پر نار غم گلزار کر بیگ دے داتا بکاری بادشاہ کے واسطے خانہ اے دل کو زیادے روح ایمہ کو جمال شہ ضیاء مولا جمال کے واسطے دے محمد کے لیے روزی کا رحمد کے لیے خان فضل اللہ سے ہے تاغدا کے واسطے دین و دنیا کے مجھے برکات دے برکات سے عشق حق دے عشق عشق انتما کے واسطے حب اہل بیت دے آل محمد کے لیے کر شہید عشق حمزہ پیشوا کے واسطے دل کو اچھا تن کو ستھرا جان کو پر نور کر اچھے پیارے شمس دی بدر العلا کے واسطے دو جہاں میں خادم آل رسول اللہ کر حضرت آل رسول مقتدا کے واسطے کر عطا احمد رضائے احمد مرسل مجھے میرے مولا حضرت احمد رضا کے واسطے پرزیا کر میرا چہرہ حشر میں اے کبریا شہ ضیاء الدین پیر باصفا کے واسطے احینا فی دین و دنیا سلام بالسلام قادری عبد السلام عبد رضا کے واسطے عشق احمد میں عطا کر چشم تر سوز جگر عشق احمد میں عطا کر چشم تر سوز جگر یا خدا عطار احمد رضا کے واسطے صدقہ ان اعیا کا دے چھ عین عز و علم و عمل عفو و عرفا عافیت ہم بے نوا کے واسطے
الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و صحابک یا حبیب اللہ. Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today was our last episode of this beautiful silsila, Links of Spiritual Light. I invite you, if you are not bayat with any Peer-e-Kamil yet, I invite you to come and do bayat in the hands of Amir Ahl Sunnat. Even Amir Ahl Sunnat may be anywhere in the world, inshallah azza wa jal, we will gain blessings and barakat from him. Inshallah azza wa jal, millions of people who are bayat or talib, even if you are bayat with another Peer-e-Kamil, you can still be talib with Amir Ahl Sunnat, gain blessings from your Murshid-e-Kamil, but also gain blessings from Amir Ahl Sunnat. May Allah Ta'ala keep our nisbat alive, and may Allah Azza wa Jal shower millions and trillions of blessings on all the awliya Allah, on all the shuyukh from the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila, and may Allah Ta'ala give our Amir Ahl Sunnat a long healthy life so that he can continue to inspire millions of people on the straight path. May Allah Ta'ala give barakah to our Murshid-e-Kamil. May Allah Ta'ala shower blessings upon our Murshid-e-Kamil and his family and his children. May Allah Ta'ala give Amir Ahl Sunnat a long healthy life so that he can keep serving his beautiful deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. My dear Islam brothers, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu Alal Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Oh, yeah.